Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
All coastal area residents should take action. Honolulu Mayor Rick Blanchiari.
We need people to stay calm, but also to act accordingly. If you can get to higher ground, if you're in a low-lying area, please do that.
Hawaii was under tsunami warnings. The west coast of the U.S. under a tsunami advisory. Police sources say the man who opened fire in a midtown Manhattan office building, killing four people and wounding a fifth, appeared to be targeting the NFL headquarters and had a note claiming he suffered from CTE. Jeffrey Epstein's convicted accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell. Attorneys have told the House Oversight Chair that their client might plead the fifth to her at her deposition unless, among other demands, she's granted immunity for her testimony. This is ABC News. Stellantis is forecasting that President Trump's tariffs will cost the carmaker $1.7 billion this year. The Trump administration has proposed revoking a scientific finding that's been the central basis for U.S. action to regulate greenhouse gas emissions and fight climate change. Former Assistant Administrator for the EPA's Office of Air and Radiation, Joe Goffman, says the move will endanger the lives of millions.
This year, in 2025, whether you're looking at the floods in Texas, the wildfires in Los Angeles, the heat wave that half of the country is experiencing, is precisely what the science predicted.
The EPA proposal must go through a lengthy review process. China has introduced a nationwide childcare subsidy program starting in 2025 to encourage childbirth. The program will offer families the equivalent of about $500 per year for each child under the age of three. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
A soaking rain today with a few thunderstorms mixing in, a high of 74. Northeast winds around 10. For tonight, showers tapering off with partial clearing later on, a low of 56. Thursday, mostly sunny, breezy with low humidity and a high of 77. Friday, 78 with sunshine and nice conditions, upper 70s to near 80 for Saturday and Sunday. In Richland Center, we have picked up right now about 0.2 inch of rain since it began. We have had a little bit of showers and thunderstorms in the early morning hours. Yesterday, 0.1 inch of rain. We picked up a daytime high of 87 here at the studios. Following the midnight reading of 71, we're at 69 degrees in Richland Center. So that's the latest. That's how it goes weather-wise today, Wednesday, July 30th. It is time for us to officially start the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Thank you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, and tomorrow may never be mine. Help me. One day at a time.
We start today in a positive way. Marilyn Sellers, One Day at a Time. And before that, our national anthem performed by the Oak Ridge Boys. Hello, friends. You may remember me from previous Light in the Milk House shows, Phil Nee. And for the third morning in a row, I mentioned yesterday it's like Groundhog Day. Everything, every day it's the same thing. The third day in a row, I walked outside and, what? I'm getting wet. I'm getting wet. And, of course, I don't move as fast as I once did either. So three mornings in a row, it was raining as I emerged from my burrow there in Sextonville. But, yeah, nice rain. Going to be a rainy day, it looks like. We've had a couple of tenths of an inch of rain here today. And I've gotten my feathers wet three mornings in a row. We're at 69 degrees in Richland Center. That assures me that I'll be spending more time mowing a little yard here late summer, early fall. Let's get those chores started on Wednesday, July 30th.
So this is love.
This is love.
I've never been here before, and when I leave, I won't come back anymore. For everything I've met since I've been here has only brought me pain. So when I leave, I won't come back again. Well, here I am on the corner of heart and mind, and the citizens of love are running blind, breaking one another's hearts and crying all the while, just like pain was going out of style. So this is love.
This is love.
I've never been here before, and when I leave, I won't come back anymore. For everything I've met since I've been here's only brought me pain. So when I leave, I won't come back again. Love is in the state of confusion all the time. Heartaches are always present, makes no difference where you turn, and the taxes take what happiness you earn. So this is love.
This is love.
I've never been here before, and when I leave, I won't come back anymore. For everything I've met since I've been here has only brought me pain. So when I leave, I won't come back again. So when I leave, I won't come back again. So when I leave, I won't come back again.
Married back in 42, they were young and love was new, and every day the feeling grew between the two of them. When work grew scarce and times got bad, the hope would chase away, they said. And hope was sometimes all they had between the two of them. The 50s came and the 60s went. A mortgage note replaced the rent. And they made the most of each day spent between the two of them. The children all turned out just fine. He retired in 89. Left with them so little time between the two of them. Today I braved the graveyard rain and placed a rose between their names. Now that's the most that ever came between the two of them. Though I miss them both so much, this crooked smile, her gentle touch, the pleasures of just growing up between the two of them. Oh, I miss them both so much, this crooked smile, her gentle touch, and the pleasures of just growing.
Tanya Tucker on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. 5:14 the time. Muscadet American Legion Post 85 Burgers in the Park Night will be held tonight. That will be happening from 3:30 until 8 o'clock. Right there in Muscadet. And the Music in the Parks, presented by the Friends of Vernon County Parks and Forests Concert Series, will be held tonight with Electric Brew performing at Sidey Hollow County Park. The free concert will run from 6 until 8:30. For more information, visit vernoncountyfriends.org or follow on Facebook. Reminders from our community calendar on this Wednesday morning. 0.2 inches of rain thus far in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge today. And I'm happy to say, knock on wood, that everything's working here at WRCO. It was kind of a little bit challenging yesterday without phone service and some other things because of a big, big, bold lightning strike yesterday. It caused a little damage here at the studios. And it was interesting because I talked to other people yesterday that saw the same bolt of lightning and felt that. I mean, businesses right around this area, Quick Trip East, said the same thing. They thought it hit in their parking lot. I was driving in 14 about that time and thought it hit here. So it was really close, but it did make you jump out of your skin. We don't need that, no. And that was enough. We got our auction in. Everything went fine yesterday, day two of the Walk with Grace auction. So day three is today. It'll be happening between 10 and noon. You can start kind of perusing ahead and maybe do some shopping in your mind. And then be ready to bid beginning at 10 this morning right here on WRCO-FM 100.9. The Brewers picked up another win against those rival Cubs. We'll recap that in just a moment.
Start your day the Wisconsin way. Brouhaha Coffee and the Light in the Milk House Show, 5 a.m. weekdays on WRCO.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Hello, Coach Johnson here. Are you looking to lose weight, get more active, gain muscle? Are you looking for more energy or lift that fog from your brain? Maybe improve sleep? Well, I may have an option for you. And if you'd like to learn more why I've been helping people for 4 years now and how it works, feel free to contact me at Facebook or you can call me at 608-604-7751. That's 608-604-7751. Or you can email me at coachjohnson90@gmail.com. That's coachjohnson90@gmail.com. I look forward to assisting you on your health journey today.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Andrew Vaughn hit a grand slam and had a career-high 6 RBI as the Brewers defeated the Cubs 9-3 last night. Milwaukee's Jackson Chourio and Chicago's Ian Happ left the game early. Chourio had a right hamstring spasm. Happ fouled the ball off his left leg. The Brewers won for the 15th time in 18 games. To extend their National League Central lead over the Cubs to 2 games, Vaughn's grand slam off Ryan Pressly gave Milwaukee a 9-2 lead in the 6th inning. What a pickup he has been for the Brewers, playing one of the hottest hitters, if not the hottest hitter in baseball right now. Elsewhere in baseball, the Dodgers 5-4 over Cincinnati, Miami 5, St. Louis nothing, Pittsburgh 3-1 over San Francisco. San Diego beat the Mets 7-1. In the American League, Baltimore 16, Toronto 4. Baltimore was a winner in the nightcap, 3-2 as well. The Yankees 7-5 over Tampa Bay. Boston beat Minnesota 8-5. It was the Athletics 6-1 over Seattle. And the LA Angels 8-5 winners against Texas. Interleague play, Cleveland 10, Colorado 4. Detroit 12-2 over Arizona. Philadelphia 6, the White Sox 3, Kansas City 9-6 over Atlanta, and Houston a winner against Washington at final score 7-4. And that is an update on sports.
Cord and Main offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
The Aerobic Polka is powered by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's SUPPZ. Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
All righty. We need to get it going here with the Aerobic Polka. Get us fired up for the middle of the week. Get us fired up for another day with the Walk with Grace auction on WRCO. Brace yourself. I'm going to hang on tight to my walker. A one and a two and a...
E-I-E-I-E-I.
always count on the Plain Hotshots for kicking it up right there with the E-I-O Polka as we get ready for Wednesday. Whew, that was a good workout right there. Farm news and markets up in about 5 minutes today. Here's Roger Miller.
England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's on bicycles two by two. Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben. The rosy red cheeks of the little children. Now if you huff and puff and you finally save enough money up, take your family on a trip across the sea. Take a tip before you take your trip. Let me tell you where to go. Go to England, oh. England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's on bicycles two by two. Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben. The rosy red cheeks of the little children. Mama's old pajamas and your papa's mustache, falling out the windowsill, frolic in the grass, trying to mock the way they talk fun, but all in vain. Gaping at the dapper men with derby hats and canes. England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's on bicycles two by two. Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben. The rosy red cheeks of the little children. England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's on bicycles two by two. Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben. The rosy red cheeks of the little children.
Everything I had, you
Randy Travis, it's just a matter of time. Today's high temperature will be around 74 degrees. We can expect a soaking rain today, a few thunderstorms mixing in. Tonight, showers taper off with partial clearing later on, a low of 56, and mostly sunny tomorrow. In fact, after today, the next many days look to be very nice, summer-like, very comfortable temperatures in the upper 70-degree weather. So far on the day, we have received 21 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. East to southeast winds right now at 3 miles per hour. On the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it reads 69 degrees at 5:30.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio M. Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small-town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
Storms impact farms in several states. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. With a yield advantage of 3.5 bushels per acre, Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans are shaking things up. Unleash the power and plant Z-Series soybeans. Severe storms ripped through parts of Iowa, South Dakota, and Minnesota Monday night, and even a few farms in western Wisconsin. Tiffany Koberman farms with her husband near Hancock, Minnesota, and said the devastation is widespread.
We received more than 4 minutes of hail, which really stripped a lot of it. So most of our corn is just stalks. The soybeans are completely flattened.
Chad Schooley raises corn, soybeans, and cattle in Hamlin County, South Dakota, and Lincoln County, Minnesota. His farm was in the bullseye for Monday's storm, but
we were able to dodge a bullet because I don't know how much more rain we could hold. Our evaporation pond, our lagoons out at the feedlot are as full as I've ever seen them.
Matt Haft raises corn and soybeans in Floyd County, Iowa, and says there's been plenty of moisture, and he just missed the severe weather Monday.
The last two nights we've had anywhere from 2 to 4 to 5 inches, an area that's really, really scattered. It kind of depends on where you're going. Lots of wind the last two nights.
There are widely scattered reports of flattened crops and damaged farm buildings. A DeKalb Asgrove technical agronomist says now is the time to make fungicide applications. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson has more from the Indiana DeKalb Asgrove Field Day.
Megan Taylor says conditions have been right for disease development.
We have tar spot and we also have southern rust. I think southern rust is a more immediate risk, right? Tar spot, that's the long game. The biggest thing is just we need to try to expand the time where the crop is actively growing and that leaf tissue is protected.
She tells Brownfield, with a year like this, farmers should try to be strategic with their fungicide use.
If you are going to make some fungicide applications, I would say brown silk, you need to be in there. You need to have a fungicide that's got at least estrobilurin and a triazole. If you can get an SDHI, a three mode of action product, that's even better.
Taylor says as the growing season continues, scouting will be key. From Washington, Indiana, I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
The executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition hopes the planned acquisition of Norfolk Southern by Union Pacific Railroad is good for the agriculture sector. Mike Steenhoek tells Brownfield he has concerns and skepticism based on past mergers.
You know, one thing that history has taught us is that for a lot of mergers and acquisitions and consolidations within the rail industry, one of the byproducts of that is a decrease in service, an increase in rail rates.
Steenhoek says what often happens is consolidation changes the dynamic between the customer and the railroad provider. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
It's time for the annual Children's Miracle Network Bucket Sale at Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, happening Thursday, July 31st through Saturday, August 2nd. Buy a 5-gallon bucket for just $5 and get 20% off almost anything you can fit inside. Plus, enjoy 10% off appliances and power tools. Saturday brings games, activities, and fun, plus a brat stand from 10 to 2, courtesy of the Avoca American Legion. Shop, save, and support a great cause, only at Walsh's Ace in Muscadet.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
Another quiet day for direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs ended the day mixed. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Roundfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Tuesday. A few early asking prices surfaced in parts of the South at $235 plus live, while they weren't established in the North. Bids were non-existent. Significant trade volume isn't expected to develop before sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Kingsville Livestock Auction in Missouri, steers and heifers were $3 to $7 higher. The USDA says supply was light, but it was met with good demand. Medium and large one feeder steers, 613 to 638 pounds, brought $389 to $407. Feeder steers, 768 to 791 pounds, brought $345 to $350. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 651 to 661 pounds, brought $337.50 to $340.50. Boxed beef closed sharply lower with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice was down $3.54 at $364.19. Select was $4.37 lower at $342.48. Estimated cattle slaughter was 113,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and down nearly 10,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed mixed with a solid negotiated run. Processors got a little more aggressive in their procurement efforts Tuesday afternoon. While demand for U.S. pork has been relatively strong on the global market, China's inconsistent buying habits continue to be a challenge. Domestic demand has shown some strength recently, but there is uncertainty about how long it will hold. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct are up 79 cents with a weighted average of 112.14. No comparison at the Iowa Minnesota with a weighted average of 111.95. And the Western Corn Belt closed 8 cents lower with a weighted average of 112.24. Pork values into the day lower, down $2.44 at 115.85. Bellies, picnics, and loins were all sharply lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 460,000 head, down 16,000 on the week and down about 16,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up ahead of the week's direct business. Feeders had additional support from the lower move in corn, and lean hog futures ended the day lower with pressure from the lower cash business and ongoing uncertainty around demand. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Bloomington Livestock holds sales on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. Slaughter sales are held every Tuesday at 8:30. Selling fat cattle, slaughter cows and bulls, baby calves. Cattle are accepted Mondays from noon to 8 p.m. If you have questions or cattle to consign, call the barn at 608-994-2020. That's Bloomington Livestock. Honest people, quality livestock every week.
Direct cattle business was quiet Tuesday. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were lower, pressured by the generally favorable crop weather. August beans were down 7 at 981 and 3 quarters. September was 3 lower at 989 and a half. September corn was down 4 and a half at 389 and a quarter, and December was 3 lower at 411. Live and feeder cattle were higher, getting ready for this week's direct business. August live was up 185 at 229.72, and October was 167 higher at 226.45. August feeders are up 267 at 336.20. And hogs closed lower on these steady to lower cash during the session and questions about demand. August was 127 lower at 107.25. October was down 215 at 88.72. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
The battle over California's Proposition 12 is not over yet. That's next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. California voters passed Proposition 12 in 2018, requiring pork producers everywhere to meet production standards that were pushed by some animal rights groups. But last week, a bill called the Save Our Bacon Act was introduced in Congress to supersede it. At a House Ag Committee hearing on the implications of Prop 12, there was mixed reaction. Supporters include South Dakota Congressman Dusty Johnson.
Proposition 12 has increased cost to consumers. It has reduced the viability of small family operations, and it has injured animal welfare. Proposition 12 is a fantastic failure, and it is time for Congress to fix that mistake.
Ohio Congresswoman Chantel Brown sees Prop 12's impact as less dramatic.
The reality is that major food and agricultural companies across the country have already moved to comply with Prop 12. They have made investments, integrated new standards into their supply chain, and adapted to a changing market. That tells us that these benchmarks are both possible and marketable.
There's a link to that Ag Committee hearing on the show info page at NorthshoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Severe weather impacts dairy feed and facilities. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The storms that rolled through the upper Midwest late Monday and early Tuesday caused crop and farm structure damage in South Dakota, Iowa, and Minnesota. Daniel Olson with Forage Innovations has several dairy clients across the country, and his phone was ringing a lot Tuesday morning asking what to do with damaged forage crops.
If it's just tipped, I'm hopeful that some of this stuff is going to stand back up.
Olson says the worst damage he's heard of so far was near Dyersville, Iowa, and then at a 13,000 cow dairy near Beresford, South Dakota.
They had up to 130 mile an hour winds there and over, you know, north of Sioux Center, Iowa, and that knocked a lot of corn down. There's sorghum sedan that's flat, and probably the biggest thing for that dairy is that they lost at least one parlor with some damage on a second.
Olson tells Brownfield he's heard from farmers that had winds up to 130 miles per hour all the way from South Dakota to Wisconsin. He's traveling to the storm-damaged region Wednesday to help farmers assess which crops can be saved and what can be planted now to provide livestock feed to replace the lost corn and sorghum sedan. The cash dairy markets were mixed Tuesday at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey remained unchanged at 54 cents. No sales recorded. 40-pound cheese blocks unchanged at 166 and three quarters with 13 sales. Cheese barrels went up a penny to 163 and a half, but no sales recorded. Butter prices up a quarter of a cent to 250 and a quarter, three sales there. Non-fat dry milk down three quarters of a cent to 128 and a half, two sales recorded. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more news and market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
High School in the USA Cultural Exchange Program makes lifelong connections by embracing new cultures. It's a chance to share your story, traditions, and customs with others while discovering a new culture right in your own home. We match students with host families to feel less like a guest and more like a member of the family. If you're interested in embarking on a new adventure as a host family, visit highschoolintheusa.com or shoot an email to info@highschoolintheusa.com.
Now is the time to get a great deal on select Kubota compact tractors. The Kubota BO1 series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. They're designed for easy operation and feature performance matched attachments. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through September 30th, see them or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer. Stop by Johnson Tractor in Richland Center today to find out more.
Johnson Tractor from land to lawn.
Today, a soaking rain possible, maybe even a few thunderstorms moving in, and a high of 74. Tonight, showers tapering off with partial clearing later on, a low of 56, and 77 Thursday with sunshine. Friday, sunshine, nice, and 78. Right now in Richland Center, we have received 21 one-hundredths of an inch of rain, and we're at 68 degrees. That is so far the overnight low. 15 before the hour of 6 o'clock. Good to have you up and around, getting ready for the chores, or maybe doing a little walking the floor. Get those steps in today.
I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you, Merle. Well, you left me and you went away. You said that you'd be back in just a day. Well, you broke and you promised and you left me here alone. I don't know why you did, dear, but I do know that you're gone. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. I'm walking the floor over you.
Oh, Pete and Lynn.
Mr. Guitar himself, Chet Atkins. Now someday you may be lonesome too.
You talking about me, Ernest?
Walking the floor is good for you. Just keep right on walking and it won't hurt you to cry.
You know,
remember that I love you and I will the day I
die. I didn't know you felt that way, Ernest.
I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you.
Yes, sir.
My whole life savings, a $2 bill. That's why I'm here tonight. I've got time to kill, and I can tell my story about 20 times. $2 in the jukebox, one dime at a time. $2 in the jukebox, a dime at a time. Play the same old song about love gone wrong till closing time. Likes company, and I believe that I found somebody just as lonely. I don't believe I'm wrong. If you had a place to go to, you'd have done been gone. $2 in the jukebox, a dime at a time. Play the same old song.
Del Reeves, put a dime at a time in the jukebox. Hey, you know, probably wouldn't get much right now. I don't know. I probably would fall right through. Do they even have coin-operated jukebox? I don't even know.
anymore. I think all the jukebox music is in the cloud, right? Oh, well, it is 10 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock here. We'll get Tony's take on weather for the day in just a few minutes from the Light in the Milk House show.
Peter built a truck for a man to drive. It's a pretty good living, but it ain't no life. Boy, farmer's daughter or a drunk man's wife. Peter built a truck for a man to drive. Peter built a truck for a man to drive. Well, little sister was just 17 when she left the farm, virgin green. Moved up to Kansas City with her schoolgirl dream, but nothing ever came easy to Bonnie Jean. Nothing ever came easy to Bonnie Jean. Now she fell in love with a truck driving man. They got married on their hard luck. Little babies is something every good woman needs. So he left her with 300 miles to feed. Left her with 300 miles.
David Lynn Jones out of WRCO Radio. Hello, good morning. Thank you for joining us for the Light in the Milk House show.
Mornings go smoother with a strong coffee and local radio. Brouhaha powers the early hour right here on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric is turning 25, and they're throwing a big party to celebrate. Join them Friday, August 1st from 11 until 2 for food, games, and giveaways at their shop just off Highway 14. Enjoy brats, hot dogs, and Pine River Smokehouse beans served up by the Richland FFA alumni. It's a fun lunchtime celebration with great food and local hospitality. That's Friday, August 1st, 11 until 2 at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Proudly serving the area for 25 years. Help them celebrate.
As business owners, our community is more than just a location. It is home. At Julie Karen State Farm, we're proud to serve and grow alongside the people who make this place so special, supporting local dreams, building authentic connections, and thriving together. Supporting our community, and in return, our community believing in us, is an investment in one another. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. We provide more than just coverage. We provide confidence. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's time for the Children's Miracle Network Bucket Sale, happening Thursday, July 31st through Saturday, August 2nd at your local Ace stores in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse. Buy a 5-gallon bucket for just $5 and get 20% off almost anything you can fit inside. Plus, enjoy 10% off appliances and power tools during the incredible 3-day event. Don't miss the savings, the fun, and the chance to support a great cause. Only at your neighborhood Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8- and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Definitely a soggy day across the area as low pressure in Nebraska slides east and humid air to the south feeds into a front nearby. We do expect widespread rain and a few thunderstorms mixed in. Rain totals could be widespread 1 to 2 inches, even some 3-inch amounts not out of the question in the far southern portion of the listening area. So there could be some rises on local streams and certainly some lowland flooding as well. Temperatures will be much cooler, of course, with the rainfall. Then Canadian high pressure will slide in by tomorrow, clearing the skies out and giving us some beautiful weather, not only tomorrow, but really all the way through the weekend. Definitely get out there and enjoy. Early next week, a weak weather system coming through on Monday could spark just a few light showers, but overall, pretty quiet weather even into early next week. That forecast for today includes an air quality alert for wildfire smoke moving in. Otherwise, a soaking rain with a few thunderstorms mixing in from time to time. High temperature about 74. Northeast wind up to 10. Showers tapering off tonight with partial clearing late. Low temperature 56. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy with low humidity. High near 77. Northeast wind 10 to 15. On Friday, mostly sunny and nice. Low at 52. High 78. Heading into Saturday, sunny or partly cloudy and mild, low 52, high 79. Sunday, another pleasant day with partly cloudy skies, low 55, high near 80. There is a small chance of light showers Sunday night. Monday, about a 40% chance of a couple of showers, mostly cloudy skies, high near 78. And Tuesday, partly sunny, a bit more humid, small chance of a shower early, high near 81. Drive carefully today. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Right now, 68 degrees with a light drizzle happening. 87 was yesterday's high. We picked up a tenth of an inch of rain. Record high, 101 in 1916. Record low, 44 in 1965. Last year, the high was 87 and the low, 64. Sunset will happen at 8:26 tonight. Sunrise time, 5:50 for tomorrow morning. West winds at 2, barometer at 30.10. We have picked up 21 one-hundredths of an inch of rain early on this morning, with a little bit of thunder and some lightning early on today. It was 71 at midnight. Right now, it is 68 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The news at 6 is sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, the Westside Handy Stop, the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products and innovative solutions. Also, the news from ABC is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support from field to finish. They've got you covered. You know, Grasshopper mowers are built to last and provide superb cutting. But have you seen everything else that Grasshopper offers? Grasshopper has over 17 different models to suit your specific lawn application, from small home models to large commercial equipment. Unique features like the one-touch power fold deck lifts the deck with the use of a button for easy maintenance and storage. To see all the features of a Grasshopper mower, visit your local Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.